Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome in just after 4 o'clock. Fan man just came in and I was lauding my clock prowess. And he goes, "You're not on time." I said, "I'm on time." He said, "You're 5 minutes late." I said, "4 minutes late."
Hey.
I said, 4 minutes for us is basically on time.
Oh yeah. What is the saying by the not Brandman saying this, but there's that old like jerk of a boss kind of mentality. Well, if you're 10 minutes early, you're on time. Well, yeah. If you are 5 minutes late, you are on time, Sook.
Yeah, and then he gave me the backhanded BYU compliment where he's like, he's like, "I love you guys. I respect you, but I hope you lose." And I was like, "What?"
Yeah, why?
Well, I think he claimed that he doesn't want Oregon to have to go 30 days without playing. Because it is true, like if BYU wins, Oregon will get a top four seed. They'll move Texas Tech off that four line.
Yes, they will.
And then Oregon would have not played in the Big Ten title game, and they get a first round bye.
Even though conference championships are not supposed to negatively affect you, by the way. So either Texas Tech or BYU will get dinged here.
Well, BYU is going to get dinged for sure.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's...
I mean, if they win...
I think any of these rules are more like generalities. It's like kind of best practices.
Yeah, we'll break it when we want to.
Well, and I can see it. Like, the idea that, like, it can't punish you is, like, I guess, is Texas Tech being punished just by sliding off? Or if you're in the top four regardless, like, Alabama falling out of the playoff is ridiculous. Like, the idea that if Alabama loses, I've heard some people say that Alabama should be kicked out.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh, that is. That's stupid.
That's ridiculous. Because the idea that someone has to play an extra game while two other teams sit there and do nothing.
No.
And Alabama has to go play, what, the number three team in the country.
Yeah.
And you're saying that somehow that gives them an opportunity to fall out while two other teams don't. Now, if you want to move around seeding, that I don't have as much of a problem with. If Texas Tech loses, which they won't, but if Texas Tech loses, I have no problem moving them off the four line and giving it to Oregon. That's fine. That doesn't bother me because you're still in the tournament. But I guess I didn't think about that. But that was the fan man's rooting against my Cougs simply because you would have, like, if you're Oregon,
like a month,
then you'd have over a month off before you played that first game.
I mean,
whoever that would be, which is, I mean, that's not ideal.
No,
you don't want. I mean, last year you had a bunch of
you had 23 or 24.
This
games,
would be
right?
an extra. This would be an extra week because you played in the Big Ten title game, and this year you would not.
But
so it would be a longer layoff this year than the one you had previous.
But can I champion that even if they don't do that and they play that home game in the first round of the playoffs, Sook, at Autzen Stadium, they will still be off around 19 to 20 days, right? Like, it's not far off either way. I understand
it's
what Brandman is saying.
It's not ideal either way, but I do think the tune-up game, I think the 5 seed, honestly, not playing in the conference title game and then playing the 12, the 5-12, I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from North Texas or James Madison or Virginia or whatever, but like If you really are a national title team,
the early line for Oregon Tulane is 23.5.
That should just be an ass kicking.
Yeah.
So the idea of getting a tune-up game. Now, Ohio State's tune-up game last year was Tennessee. Now it's different because, remember, Ohio State was the 8, they weren't the 5. But, you know, so I'm not going to say that Tennessee was the tune-up game, but essentially it was for Ohio State. Ohio State just turned out to be that good. And then it was like, oh, by the way, here comes Oregon. And Oregon was a tune-up. Everyone was a tune-up game. Ohio State just ran roughshod over everyone. So, I do think having a tune-up game against a team that you are 3 touchdown favorites over, I get where that is an attractive thing. I've always been, hey, if you can give me the bye, no one gets hurt, everyone gets to rest up, that makes total sense to me. But I will listen to the argument that a tune-up game that under no circumstances should you lose isn't a bad way to go about it. I just think, especially in a world of attrition, and that's what football is at this point. I mean, look in the NFL. Last night, the Lions, right, beat the Cowboys. And whoever was going to win that game was putting themselves in a position to maybe make the postseason. So if Dallas had won, CeeDee Lamb may be out for an extended period of time. CeeDee Lamb doesn't have any idea where he's at right now. But they didn't. They lost. They're gone. The Lions do win. But Brian Branch, who's the last member of that secondary, still standing. Kirby Joseph has been out with a knee injury. Terrion Arnold's out for the entire year with a shoulder. And if you didn't see this, and like the weirdest one, like I couldn't tell what happened, but Brian Branch tore his Achilles. So, you know, if you're the Lions are a really good team. They just don't have anybody left.
Yeah.
They were trying to go re-sign their retired center, Frank Ragnow. Turns out he had a grade 3 hamstring tear. So they thought they were getting an old lineman back. No, he got a torn hamstring. And now you're down your 3 best secondary guys. And at some point, like, you can't make that happen. If Oregon has to go through this playoff with this receiving core, they're going nowhere. They're just not. And no offense to Malik Benson and the rest of the guys out there, they will not beat the better teams in the country if this is their receiving core. They need Gary Bryant. They need DeCorian Moore. And God, like, how about if Evan Stewart were to come back and play? Like, massive shot in the arm. And if you do play that one extra game, what happens if Dante Moore breaks his leg?
Exactly.
What happens if all of a sudden, you know, well, I guess you have like 9 running backs, but let's say one of your better defenders, one of your young, what if Finney goes down or whatever in the secondary?
Yeah, what if you lose Kennedy? What if you lose Dylan Thienemann? Like, that would be a huge blow.
Yes, and those are the sorts of things that it's really hard to overcome and why you need depth. And it's also why if you're Oregon, maybe unlike some of the other teams, and this is like where the Ohio States and the teams have an advantage, it's depth. Yep. When you stack together recruiting classes year after year after year like this, I mean, it's fun stories when we get TCU. They weren't competitive against Georgia. I think Washington was somewhat competitive against Michigan.
I agree. That was a fun game.
Yeah, I mean, they, in the second half, it looked like
you might be able to do something,
but Michigan was clearly better.
Yeah.
And when you stack together recruiting classes like this, you're just a deeper team and you can weather injuries. And that's one of the things that Oregon has been able to do. I think Oregon has finally built national championship depth, where if you do get some injuries, you're able to weather it. I mean, they've weathered these receiver injuries. I'm not certain that a couple of years ago that Oregon's able to weather this without an extra loss. I mean, that doesn't mean that you can win going forward with this group against the better competition, but you've weathered the storm, but you got to have some health luck. That's everyone that's ever won a national title or has ever won a Super Bowl. The health component of it is the one thing that we can't predict. And it's random. It's dumb luck and it can derail you faster than anything. And I think with the Lions, this might be the second year in a row that the Lions are done in by injuries.
Well,
I thought the Lions were the best team in the NFL last year. And I think at one point they had 17 defensive players go on the IR.
And they lost Aiden Hutchinson to start last season. They get him back this year, then they lose everybody else.
Yeah, there's just only so much you can handle.
But with Oregon, Sue, there really is... I hear the argument on a tune-up game, but there really is the concern for me. This isn't week 5 or 6, right? With the injury concern, we're near the end of this road here, and everybody's beat up. I get that you don't want to go a month without playing, but hey, that extra time could get you Gary Bryant Jr. back. That extra time really could get you through to the elite status that you need your players at to play elite opponents in the college football playoff. And if you're talking, well, okay, they are going to play a tune-up game, then it needs to go a certain way. Dante Moore needs to be out by the end of the first half. I want to see Brock Thomas under center to start the third quarter. I don't want Oregon to risk anything.
Look, I'm not even a
sprained thumb for Dante Moore, man.
I agree with I have always been the bye guy. I'm just saying, I understand sitting there at the five. I can understand the argument of not wanting to go to the four.
Yeah.
If Texas Tech loses, which they won't, I think there will be plenty of Oregon fans, excuse me, that do not want to see them bumped up to the four. I think they're happy to stay at the five. I also think that the narrative of what happened last year against Ohio State, I think that sticks with people. God, I'm dying.
I think
that layoff and what Ohio State did to them, I think that is burned in people's psyche.
Exactly.
I think people are using that. The layoff as an excuse.
Well, I have faith that Dan Lanning can learn from
They'll figure it out.
Like, they know what they didn't do. Yeah. He didn't really say publicly. And he said, hey, we didn't prepare ourselves
right. And what on the off chance that you run into, like, a North Texas or something that's an absolute buzzsaw that slings? You just never know. You just never know. So if you can get the bye, get the bye. All right, we come back. I do want to talk about a streak that ended. And I guess I didn't really know much about this streak until last night, and then when I dug a little deeper into it, I kind of dropped a, oh my God. Also, speaking of oh my God, apparently Michigan State is doing okay in terms of finances. One of the largest gifts ever, and I kind of want to poke around that a little bit, and then in the news coming up here in about 15 minutes or so when primetime rolls on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome in. In the news coming up, I may be dying. It's possible that Rop and Nemec have given me their feline AIDS.
Well, if you got that tickle in your throat, buddy, good luck.
Yeah, I got a little something. For, I felt fine all day. And then all of a sudden, I got the little... Yeah. I don't know, maybe I'm watching Christmas Vacation, and I got old... The old man in there is doing that. So the old man cough is always a... That's always a tough one. I got like a neighbor of mine that's like that.
You serious, Clark?
He's like 1,000 years old and he's always hacking.
It's oh, yeah.
It's a bad look when you're out in public.
It's like, are you okay? Oh, yeah. It everybody looks at you.
Yeah, and you're like, are you all right? No, I don't know. I don't know why. But yeah, okay. All of a sudden, I got like something in my throat. So here it comes. Enjoy. Thanks, Robin Emick, for getting me sick. So I saw this this morning when I woke up. I wasn't paying any attention to the NBA last night. And I'm not a LeBron hater by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, exact opposite. I very much appreciate LeBron. I just think he's a douche. Like, off the court, I'm not a big LeBron James guy.
I hate him off the court. I love him on the court. How about that?
I don't even really hate him off the court, considering the fact that I've said, for someone that was 16 years old, I think when he landed on the cover of Sports Illustrated, that guy has been remarkably clean. When you think about as many guys that have been in that spotlight that have fallen short of expectations on or off the court, right? Sebastian Telfair was on the cover of SI when he was young. Didn't necessarily go so well.
He's going back to... Actually, he is in prison again.
I think he was for like some sort of financial crime or whatever.
He is... He broke his parole, so now he has to go back to prison. He is in the clink currently again.
So you think about LeBron at 16, and I get it, the chosen one tattooed on him, and he thinks a lot of himself, and at times he's so self-serving in the stupid fake books that he reads, which he clearly doesn't, and you know, the going dark, you know, social stuff. He's a lot. But that guy, by all accounts, is a good father. He's been married to his woman for a long time, seemed to have a good relationship there, gives money back to the community. Never heard any sort of scandal involving him. Arguably the greatest player of all time. I mean, it's amazing what he's accomplished. And he's like 40, 41 years old, and he's still out there doing it. So I don't have to like LeBron as far as just an eye roll, but there's just no way anyone could have thought at 16 years old when he landed on the cover that any of this was possible and he was going to keep it on the rails. But last night I saw that he had the double-digit scoring streak. And I guess I did not – was one of the things I wasn't really aware of. And January 6, 2007, he went into double digits, and he has not had a game that he has played in since where he has not scored 10 points, which by the way is 1,297 games.
My God. I was a senior in high school. That's insane. That's making me feel old.
And by the way, he came into the game with 8 points. He checked back into the game.
Yep.
And he actually had an opportunity to win that game by taking a shot. And he actually ended up with the game-winning assist. And he, you know, J.J. Redick did. He was well aware of his point total. And that's the sort of the guy LeBron is. He had a chance to continue the streak. And that is another reason why that's an eye roll to me. It's stuff like that. They're making this out to be like, well, he's the most selfless human being in the world. I'm like, okay, for God's sakes. He made a pass. Let it go. But the fact that he went from 2007 till 2025 in December, damn near 2026, almost 1,300 games, scoring at least 10 points. And last night he fell short with 8. And I Jordan was the second highest. Jordan's was 866. And then Kareem had 787 and Karl Malone had 575. We always talk about like Gretzky lapping the field in hockey stats. Dude, that's lapping the field. Almost 1,300 games. And yes, had he wanted to last night, I'm sure he could have kept that streak going. Had he just put his head down when I think he checked back in with like 4 minutes to go and he was sitting at 6 points. I'm sure if it really mattered to him, he certainly could have put the head down and made sure that he at least got a couple opportunities. That's just an amazing, that's another one of those. I have a hard time processing how good he's been for how long. You don't have to like him, but it truly is that's an astounding streak. And it's one of those that you don't get appreciated because different, like football doesn't have a lot of these. I mean, I guess like baseball is the one that carries the most weight.
Yeah. With like, the Cal Ripken Jr.
Streak, Ripken Jr. And we have the home run record.
With records in general. Yeah.
Hitting streak, 3,000 strikeouts, 3,000 hits, you know, too. Like we have all these 300 wins, 3,000 strikeouts. We have all these kind of benchmarks, 500 home runs. But in most other sports, we really don't. Like, what's the line of demarcation in the NBA for, like, points?
I mean, nobody even really tracks that as much. Like, right? Like, because Kareem, God, if I'm not mistaken, led it for so long with, like, what, 23,000? Then LeBron surpassed him. Like, that's just off the top of my head, too. Yeah.
We don't really do it. We don't do it with any really stat in the NBA. We certainly really don't do it with football. Like, what's the all-time, like, what's Jerry Rice's record? Who has the all-time touchdown record? Like, it's just those numbers aren't really a thing. But when I saw LeBron in comparison to everyone else, like, he is going to put that scoring record. He will own the record book by the time it's done. And what he's doing at this age, it really is amazing that he's still playing at this level into his 40s. It's just kind of one of those, like, oh, my God.
Got to respect it. Yeah. You gotta, I just wish that stars, including him, I know he's getting older, but would play more. Because you see, like, past the age of, you know, 33, the I think it's 70 games that he's played in most, and most of the time it's like 50 or 60 games. So
he's a tank, though. I mean,
I know.
Look, in an era of NBA guys not playing, LeBron plays.
He does.
LeBron plays. Like, if anyone has a reason to pull a Tim Duncan and sit out, it's LeBron. And sure, I guarantee he's managed it over the years. But when you look at just his career and like you mentioned, games played, starting at 19 years old, he has played in 79, 80, 79, 78, 75, 81, 62, 76, 77, 69, 76, 74, 82, 55, 67.
When that trend started to turn. It wasn't when he hit 30. It was when Popovich started.
Well, and it's when he turned 35. At 35, 67, and then 45, 56, 55. Yeah. But at 39, he played in 71 games.
In
his 40-year-old season, he played in 70. So,
and got sixth in MVP voting, to your point. Like, I get it. He is a tank. You're right.
So, yes, there was a stretch there in his mid-30s where he had a couple seasons where he obviously took some time off. But, I mean,
Any other 40-year-olds with a sixth, like, he vote played, in MVP voting? Are you serious?
He played 35 minutes a night at 40 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that, and I don't really care about the whole Jordan debate.
I will
always say to me, and it's probably just the era in which I grew up, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player I ever saw with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
And if you gave me a slice where I had one game to win or a season, I would still take Michael Jordan. But at this point, you cannot argue that the career in the totality of LeBron James's career is not the single greatest career of all time.
And we're not even counting all the playoff games he's played in,
too. No, it's better than Michael's. It's better than Kareem's. It's better than Bill Russell's. And Russell has the titles, but he also played in a league where there was like eight teams. The greatest career, I'm not saying that makes him the best player, but the greatest career of all time is LeBron James. Just is. And he's just lapping the field at this point. And it feels like if he wanted to, he could probably play till he was 40, till he was 45. And who knows how long he'll play. At this point, it's not age that's stopping him. If he decides that this is it and then he wants to be done, it's just because he wants to be done. It's not because he can't do it anymore. Dude's amazing. So just a little brief moment was one of those where I saw that last night and was like, what record? Double D? Oh, okay. Tip of the cap, LeBron. May not, I'm not buying your shoes and not interested in your book club, but can't deny your greatness. All right, when we come back, we'll get into a little thing we like to call ITN in the news. Here, though, Schultzy with an update.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
First on the Fan, the Portland Trail Blazers back in action tonight, continuing their five-game road trip in Detroit to take on the Pistons. Actually, that's getting going in just a few minutes. Donovan Klingon, Chris Murray, Robert Williams, all questionable going into tip-off. Portland, a 7.5-point favorite. You can watch that on KATU Channel 2.2. And in college football, some big news getting finalized today. And actually, the signature looks like it has been put on the paper. According to ESPN's Pete Thamel, Penn State has finalized an 8-year deal to make Iowa State's Matt Campbell their next head coach. And elsewhere in the world of sports, over to the NFL, bad news for the Bears. They're going to be without wideout Roma Dunze Sunday against the Packers because of a nagging heel and foot injury. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Schultzy from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Hurt, missing work, insurance companies acting like jerks. Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
The home of Dirt and Spray. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. The Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
I wonder if I can sue Rob for getting me sick. Because now all of a sudden I'm worried that I got this stupid frog in my throat.
Nemec too, man.
Yeah, I think, look, we have a class action lawsuit coming against Rob. He's out all week, and then he makes his heroic comeback, spreads his illness to the rest of us, and then disappears again into the weeds to go out and watch his kid get married. So, yeah, I'm thinking about it. I've been wanting to get a lawsuit on a Rop for a while. He's been pissing me off. So I'm thinking that, maybe we get, like, dueling advocates, because maybe, like, Ken goes on his side. I don't know who I want more. See, Ken and Donnie, Donnikin, as we like to call them, like, Ken's the senior guy. He's in charge, but Donnie, she's kind of terrifying. She's very competitive, and I don't feel like she loses. I also feel like she'd play dirty. So I kind of want to, like, get Donnie on my side, but then also maybe I just do a back alley deal with Ken where I get Ken to sabotage Rop, and then I take Rop for all he's worth for giving me his illness. So I think this is where I'm going with this. So the bottom line is, if you've been wronged by Isaac Rop or another coworker, or actually you have a real injury, maybe you had a slip and fall, maybe it was a car accident, whatever, you're dealing with an insurance company and you've got bills piling up and you don't know what to do, I'm telling you, get a hold of the advocates. Ken, Donnie, Donnikin, their entire staff, they do a great job. They'll look after you. And if you have a BS claim or they can't help you, they'll tell you. Rop actually did consult them after a car wreck that he was involved with, and they were like, no, it's not that bad. They're taking care of you. They're not going to take your case if they can't help you. And the beauty part is, it's free to consult with them. It's free to hire them. You will never write them a check. They don't get paid until you get paid. So if you've been in an accident and you've been wondering what to do, simply go to advocateslaw.com, schedule your free consultation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A little Christmas music in and out of the breaks. I'm loving it. Feeling it.
Yeah, I feel the spirit, man.
Ah, oh, God, I love Christmas.
I am wearing my Christmas-themed shirt to a disco party tonight.
I was going to say, you're wearing Mariner shorts and a t-shirt.
No, I brought a change of clothes. It's in the car.
Okay.
I dress for the studio, Sue.
I saw you coming in today.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's horrible weather outside. It's cold as hell. It's windy. Yep. It's rainy. And I saw the Schnitzel Wolf rolling in today out of the old Volvo. And you were wearing like Mariner shorts and t-shirt. I was like, what are you talking about? Is that a Christmas theme Mariner shirt?
No. I got Burl Ives or whatever my wife calls it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer themed shirt. But dude, what do I spend like 10 seconds walking in the parking lot? No. I don't care if it's monsooning. I will wear shorts into the studio.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen you wear pants to work.
Probably not. I've worked at Odyssey now. We're going on 3.5 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, no. Swag doesn't wear pants a lot. He's a shorts guy, but I've seen him in pants.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know if I've ever seen you wear pants.
You know what, Suk? If there's an award show, if there's something nice.
Well, I'm sure you have pants.
I do.
You're just a shorts guy. I get it. Yeah. Nothing wrong with being a shorts guy. It's like one of those where I didn't really realize. I was like, now that I think about it, I'm like, I've never seen you in pants.
I hate to wear them.
And I don't know why. I was a little surprised. I just thought today, of all days, if I was going to see you in pants, I don't know why. Like, I assumed today you'd be wearing pants.
Atmospheric river, not Schultzy. No. I just don't care.
I don't really have Christmas. As much as I love Christmas, and I do love Christmas, I don't own any. I have a Santa hat that I break out. I wear a Santa hat. And so if I'm going to like a party, I'll wear that.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to a Christmas party, I'll wear the Santa hat. But I don't own any, I don't own a Christmas sweater.
Okay.
I don't own any, like holly jollies, only with a snowman on it.
No socks with like elves on them or anything like that?
No, I don't own any.
Well, you and Rop, I think, are going to get a couple of Christmas gifts that might be along the holiday sweater variety from me this year.
Yeah, I just don't have any. I don't have any of that. I'm not opposed to the holiday sweater. I'm just not a big, I don't wear a lot of sport clothing. I don't have a lot of, like, team gear.
Yeah.
Like, I have a Mets hat, but most of the hats I wear aren't really team-themed hats. It's more like a brand.
Yeah.
And I don't really have any, like, I don't have any Halloween gear. I don't have any, I'm just not a... kind of boring. I wear a lot of like black and white t-shirts and
very Antifa, very Proud Boys.
Yeah, I just kind of a middle of the road. I don't wear like fancy, like most of my sneakers are kind of plain. I'm wearing like Stan Smith's, like a Woolrich boot.
What the hell is a Woolrich boot?
Woolrich, like the company?
Oh, okay. Well, like the steel-toed thing. Right?
No. It's just like a pair of old.
Old boots.
Yeah, it's like the most basic leather boot. I've had them for like 20 years. I've had them resold like 4 times. I'm a simple man.
Hey.
But maybe I need to get into the, that's going to be my goal this year. I'll get some sort of, some festive. I always say put more whimsy in your life.
Yeah.
I need more. I'll get some sort of Christmas themed. But I like the Santa hat.
You need to get like matching sweaters for you and the BTJ.
Can't do it.
No, she's not in?
No. I can't open that door.
Oh. Because then you will be asked to do all sorts of other fun.
Well, she wants to be matching, and we've been together for many years now. Yeah. And there will be no matching.
Like once that dam breaks, it's
Oh, believe
done.
Me, it pisses her off so much, but I refuse to do it. Like, if she, like, we'll be shopping and obviously, like, a pair of shoes, and she'll be like, oh, those are cute. I want to get a pair. I'm like, no, we're not. And she's like, well, I'm going to buy them anyways. I'm like, I will throw them away. And she's like, no, you won't. I'm like, then I will throw mine away. We will not. She's always trying to match, and I just, I will not be that couple under any circumstance. I won't.
You
vindictive
won't do it. Bitch.
I won't do it. There's a limit to my, the cuteness factor. I won't do it. We are not going to match. If she, like, even...
The low bar, bro.
Yeah, I just won't do it. We even did, like she does, like, the Christmas pajamas for people. She doesn't get one for me.
You're like Meatloaf. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yes, I draw the line at matching. We're not going to be that person. We're not wearing matching jammies. We're not taking photos in front of the Christmas tree wearing them. We're not going out. We're not going to the holiday party dressed together. We're not doing it. We won't. And she knows. Like, she fought it for, like, a year or two, and now she just knows. Don't go down those roads. All right. It is December 5th in the year of our Lord, 2025, and it means it is time for In the News. I'm your noted news contributor, sitting in for your noted news man. He is not sick. This is a day off. And the most important thing is happy wedding day to Tristan.
Aww.
Rop's wonderful stepson. Son of the lovely nurse Nice is getting married today, and he is a fine young man. He is a nurse. He is marrying another nurse, and the Rop family is just—that's a good, solid family.
Oh.
And so to see him kind of grow up and get married—that is really cool. So I'm hoping that they are having a wonderful, wonderful day celebrating the sanctity of marriage, and then it lasts a long, long time. It is also National Back Friday. Huh? Take care of your back.
Oh, okay. Like actual, like the human back. Okay.
Yeah.
Like National Back of What Friday?
Get yourself a back program. If you're a guy with back pain, I'm telling you, find yourself a good chiropractor, find yourself like a good masseuse, and take care of your back. Spend like, I have a back routine been doing for like 10 years. Little stretching exercise program. Do it 3-4 times a week.
Touch your toes.
Total game changer. You go through a little cat-cow and a little downward dog. Just find, look online, find a little back program that works for you and actually put some time into it. Everyone always complains about their back, and yet they don't do anything to actually address your back.
Got to touch your toes at least once a day.
So on National Back Friday today, take care of it. Big one today, though. It's also National Repeal Day because in 1933, we told Prohibition to get the hell out of town. We like drinking. We want it. And, 1933, we repealed Prohibition. Also on this day, National Bartender Day.
Oh, that's fitting, isn't it?
Yes.
Kind of wish Rop was here because he was a bartender at one time or another.
Yes, he was.
And, yeah, we are debaucherous. We like our liquor. And people were just doing it behind closed doors anyways, right? It's not like it really decreased drinking, Prohibition.
No.
It just made it harder.
So take care of your bartenders. Tip your bartenders. So shout out to Lacey, to Nicholas, to Seth, my three favorite bartenders. I absolutely love you. And on National Bartender Day, raise a glass to the aristocrats of American society, the bartender. The bartender is like, I love a bar.
Yeah.
I love bellying up, put my elbows on a piece of mahogany. But a bar is, you can make or break a bar simply based on the vibe that a bartender creates.
Absolutely.
So when you find a good bartender, you have found yourself a good bar, and treat that bartender right.
Yeah.
Because they are fantastic.
So many of those good places closed during COVID, too. It sucks. And if you want a strong drink, great tip, Sue, tip your bartender before, like as you're ordering.
Well, I think everyone...
It's always a good...
If you're going to be an experienced barman, you should have a couple of places where you know... Like, find... Become a regular.
Yeah.
Being a regular at a bar...
Oh, it's...
It's the way to go.
It's one of the finer things in life. You don't really understand. It's like... It's sort of like membership at a club.
Yes.
Right?
I may be going to a show tonight with my bartender.
Hell yeah. See, there you go. That sounds like a great plan. Too. Make friends with the people that you hang out with, and then who knows who you're going to meet.
I literally was walking into Jerry's, my favorite bar, last night, and one of my bartenders was out ripping a cig. I was like, hey, brother. They gave him a hug, and I was like, hey, you got an extra ticket to Chappelle. What are you doing? So on National Bartender Day,
hell yeah,
I am taking the very handsome and very single ladies... If you see me out tonight with a tall, handsome man, just saying, the lovely bartender Seth is available.
Tall, dark, and handsome, baby.
He is tall, dark, and handsome. Also, the Christmas tree permits have been reduced now to $1 in Oregon and Washington as the Bureau of Land Management has opened up more cutting areas. So if you do not have your Christmas tree yet and you want to go out and do like a Nanook of the woods and cut one down yourself.
Really, like old school.
Old school. And also firewood as well.
Okay.
So they've opened up a bunch of areas. You can go to the Bureau of Land Management's website, and you can get a lot of that information. But they have reduced permits from now until, I think, January 31st, $1. And so you can get up to 10 cords of wood, or you can get 3 Christmas trees for $1. So if you want to go out and have a good old Griswold family Christmas tree, I thought that was kind of cool.
That is so cool.
That they're doing that for a buck.
I did that once in my life where we went out. It was with another family. I think it was in like the 5th or 6th grade. And we went to church together. And that's kind of how we knew the other family. Just 20 people all going out looking for 2 massive Christmas trees.
Yep.
That was pretty fun. Like, I think about that often.
All right, we come back. We've got some governor news, some scammy news to be aware of, and where Oregon ranks among the most dangerous states for winter driving when In the News rolls on. Here on the Fan. Getting in the Christmas mood here. And I got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Eddie's on the high dive right now. The wife beater tucked into the leopard print.
You serious, Clark?
This an all-timer.
Eddie from Christmas Vacation might be the best representation of the crazy uncle in any movie. I mean, they always do it.
It's
There's
sad
always the,
what's
yeah.
happened to Randy Quaid, though. I don't know if you've seen him, but
he kind of went off the deep end.
Yeah, dude, he's like, he's insane.
Yeah, he, I think he... defaulted on his mansion because of a tax bill to the IRS.
Oh, he's
him
like,
and his wife were like hiding out in their guest house for a while. It's all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's all kinds of bad. Yeah. But yes, Cousin Eddie is, when you think of Christmas, Cousin Eddie is about as good as it gets. I mean, that's just, it's this might be my favorite Christmas movie of all time. Like, if you want to go, like, all the way back to, like, kind of the traditional ones. But if we're going modern Christmas movie, this is probably my favorite.
This is my top.
Yeah.
Hands freaking down.
I'm probably going Christmas Vacation. I really like the Polar Express.
Yep. Love that
and
one, too.
And I'm a sucker for Elf.
Okay.
If I'm going to go with kind of a more of a modern one, Elf gets me every time. That's just when they do the singing at the end and then James Caan starts singing and the sleigh goes over the top. I love Elf.
Well, I love that one just because James Caan's annoyance with Will Ferrell as Elf is real. Yeah. He really was annoyed with him during that movie.
Yeah, he pissed him off the entire time.
Polar Express is good, but you got to include Arthur Christmas. That's in my top three for sure. Yeah. Christmas Vacation's one.
Well, you got Christmas. I mean, there's a lot of them. Christmas Story, you do Miracle.
It's like who likes what, but the Santa Claus for me with Tim Allen, that'd be number two.
I also like Four Christmases is another good one that I enjoy.
Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
And a bunch
of other famous people.
I enjoy what that one's bringing to the table. There's a lot of good Christmas movies out there. All right, we are smack dab in the middle of In the News for December 5th. I mentioned we have some governor news because apparently our fearless leader, No Told Tina, has decided that she is going to run for office again in 2026.
Shocker.
So I don't know if that is good or bad, depending on who you like or if you like what Tina's bringing to the table, but she emphasizes her resistance to the Trump administration and achievements in housing and childcare. And by the way, we may just have another runoff because it sounds like the lady that she ran against, the top Republican candidate, sounds like she's going to run too, so we might just kind of run it back.
Yeah, Christine Drazen.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that No Told Tina will once again be our fearless leader.
I would not be surprised, although we did talk about here on In the News a few weeks ago about Chris Dudley, former Blazer and one-time Oregon governor
candidate. And he came close.
Came very close to beating John Kitzhaber. I think it was in 08. So, could stir some stuff up, but also, if you're trying to, like, split Republican votes, like, that's not necessarily a good thing in Oregon either, so who knows.
I saw this. Rob always likes his where Oregon ranks.
I do love these too.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was driving in yesterday and it was pretty bad out there.
Yeah.
The atmospheric rainstorm, like there was a couple times my wipers were having a hard time keeping up. And I have an all-wheel drive sedan, but I don't have an SUV or anything. And there was definitely some, you know, it was a little dodgy there coming over some places.
Messy, yeah.
And then when we get some snow and wintry conditions, which you know are on the way, I just wondered where Oregon ranks, and this, according to Money Geek, they ranked the most dangerous cities to drive. Now, we're obviously not top one or two. That is always going to go to your, that's going to go to your Anchorages, it's going to go to your St. Paul's.
Yeah, all the cold places.
All the really cold places.
Michigan, Massachusetts, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Michigan, by the way, Michigan is the number one danger state.
Not surprised.
Yeah, which, you know, that's coming off the lake. I would have thought maybe Alaska or like Montana. I guess there's nothing to run into up there.
Lake effect snow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lake effect storms there. I mean, that's why half the time I feel like at this point of the year in Buffalo, we see it just covered in white because of the lake effect.
But Michigan comes in at number one. Pennsylvania ranked number two. And then we're going to be followed by Ohio. There's Alaska. And then Illinois.
Mm.
Safest states for driving, by the way, Nevada. Connecticut. Which was a little surprising because I think Connecticut gets some bad weather.
I guess they're too small.
And then Hawaii. So those are the safest states. But I thought it was weird. So Connecticut's safer than Hawaii to drive in the winter? I don't know how that's humanly possible.
Yeah, that's odd.
Is everyone just rich in Connecticut? So there's no, I don't know, it's like everyone's like got personal drivers?
Is there like winter rain in Hawaii that I don't know about?
Not that I know of. I've been there many a time over the holidays. It's a great place. But Oregon comes in as the 15th most dangerous state for winter driving. So, you know, we're not, I mean, we're near the front. We're a lot closer to the front than we are the back. So just be careful out there as the atmospheric river rolls in. We're supposed to get some really bad wintry conditions here over the next week or so. So just be smart out there.
Yeah.
Slow it down. Give yourself plenty of room. Because I noticed today when I was driving in, dude, some of the standing water puddles, especially coming around corners, like
on
getting on and off freeways,
too.
Some of that stuff is terrifying.
It's pretty deep.
So you're splashing someone, all of a sudden you can't see. So just, you know, be thoughtful out there.
I'm not surprised Oregon is higher on this list, Suk. Oregon's drivers just, sorry.
Yeah, we're not great.
I'm an Oregonian myself, but yeah, you ain't great. You just, we actually are on lists that Rob loves to see, like where Oregon is ranked. We are high on the lists of overbraking. It's actually one of the reasons we get into the most accidents out of any 50 states here in the USA, is because we break too damn much. So there is the potential here in this rain. So, like, going through that standing water, Souk, don't slam on your brakes. Yeah. You've got to go through it.
You
got to
go through it.
You will hydroplane.
Slamming on your brakes doesn't do any good.
Ooh,
so I also said be aware, and this goes for everyone, but we are getting these in Oregon a bunch.
Yeah.
And that is the robocalling from Walmart. They're doing it. This is the scam over this holidays. Is apparently you're getting calls from Walmart and their AI-generated voices, and it's a scam. So they're especially saying, like, for the olds out there, so they're giving everyone a warning that there's all these AI generated calls from Emma or Carl.
Uh-oh.
And they're claiming to be employees of Walmart, and they're saying that $919 has been charged to their credit card or their Walmart account for pre-authorized purchase of a PlayStation 5 and some other things. And then they say, hey, if this is irregular, you didn't do this, press 1. Mm-mm-mm. And then you press 1 and you talk to someone and then
they try to
get your info. So just be aware out there this holiday season, because some of those things can be pretty tricky. Some of them are really bad and blatant, but other ones, you know, just be aware out there and get a little dangerous. So if you get a robocall from Walmart saying that you've authorized a purchase, you haven't, hang up the phone. It's an absolute scam.
Yeah, just don't even answer. Nope. Like, go check your email. Yes. Like that, if you really ordered something, just go find the confirmation of that order
number.
If
it's not there, or check your credit card statement. If there's no charge on there, you didn't do it, move on. Well, that'll do it for In the News. When we come back, what are we going to touch on? Might talk a little college football. We got a little NFL, Blazers stuff. We haven't talked a lot of Blazers, but I think they're actually mildly interesting right now. They got a game coming up.
Yeah.
And
it's actually happening right now.
Right now. And then we have Joey Harrington will join us for his two segments at 5:30. Then we move into the club. So a couple more hours to go here on a holiday Friday edition of Primetime here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.